It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Michael, you're up first, buddy.
Hi. So, yeah, I have been kind of going on online dating. I've been talking with this one girl, and for about maybe a month or so, and we've been going back and forth, and we have a prospective date coming up, time to be determined. But after that, you know, I asked her another question. She actually asked me out for a coffee first, and then I responded, like, we'll see, because I don't have time this week, but maybe next week. And then I asked another question. She came back with a response. And then she asked me for my last name. So I never had this situation before. And just wondering if this is normal and kind of what approach I should take.
I don't get the whole thing, dude. To be honest with you, if I talked to a girl online, I'd meet her like within 10 minutes. I don't even talking to her for a month. What are you talking about? That's normal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing today? You don't even know who she is. She could be a giant. Well,
right. So you figure out.
You
like
time,
their personality a little bit, and then you go.
You let time sort of.
I mean,
I have to ask the millennials. Why does he? What's the deal with the last name?
She wants to creep him online. Mm. She probably wants to like Google him, see if he's a criminal, find his Instagram.
And so
does he have a girlfriend?
Do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is he hiding something?
I mean, I understand security reasons. I mean,
here's the thing. Does your wife look at your emails or anything?
Oh, I don't have a wife.
I'm just checking.
Good answer. Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing is I have to like recuse myself from this line of questioning because the whole thing is like creepy.
I think give her your last name.
Whatever happened, you walk into a
bar. What's wrong with that?
Whatever happened to you walk in a bar and you wheel her home. And then you
met.
That's what I did. I wheeled her home, and a year later we were married, and it was perfect.
Wheeling always sounds suspicious.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sure even in that situation, you don't ask for your last name right away.
So what's the difference? Okay, but what's the difference? So you don't give her your last name, and then you're going to date her on a first-name basis eventually?
Well, I mean...
she has to know your name.
It's going to come up.
Like, are you a criminal or something? I mean, just fine.
Well,
I'm not judging.
I feel like if I really like her, then maybe that's something I would disclose more personal information along with other things. I mean, we're going to meet in a public area.
Wait a minute. So you consider your last name something that comes up down the road? That just seems... You know what would pop into my head, but then again, like I'm old school, would be ethnicity. You know what I mean? That would be a thing. If your name is Goldberg, he's Jewish. Or if your name is, Tanti, Italian, whatever, or like Lisa's maiden name, Vicnicki, it's a Polish girl.
Yep.
I don't never dated. You know what I mean? But I don't think that's what it is. I think you're right. Yeah, or Gandhi's right, that she wants to Google you.
Totally.
Totally. And you know what? She should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. First of all, I'm guessing you have a lot to hide. I would, too. I don't know.
It's tricky because you can find out a lot of information about people now just by knowing their first and last name, but it's also kind of weird to try and hide it. So I don't know.
Well, if I had Googled my ex-wife, I think that might have been
some
red flags. But anyway, I don't know. Good luck, Michael. You're going to have to make this decision on your own. All right, Carolyn, what's your two cents?
As a personal experience with my own adult daughter dating online, she always tries to get the last name before she goes out on the first date to either give to a friend or to me, just in case something were ever to happen, she's safe. So I think it's really important.
Boy, I got to tell you something. That's the new world. I can't even believe that pops in your head.
Oh, yeah.
You meet someone, you want to go out for a cup of coffee, and you want to make sure that you're not kidnapped and killed.
I always do that.
Well, it is. It's a sad world we live in, and that's how it has to be. But I definitely think it's okay that he gives her his last name and vice versa, really.
Whatever happened to the old school? You meet somebody in the grocery store, say, hey, does this cucumber look good to you or whatever?
Oh.
Maybe that's a bad one, but...
The Craigslist killer happened.
Did you feel... This melon seem ripe to you? I mean, what? Well, these are lines that worked in the old days before you disgusting, dirty people.
Wow.
Okay, Carolyn, thanks. Yeah, well, okay.
Is it really gotten there that you got to worry if you're going to be killed?
It's such a totally bigger place. Yeah. Like, the internet has opened you up to everyone.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everyone. Yeah. Your circle is so much bigger.
No, I agree.
One time, one of my friends met up with a guy that he was interested in, and they were going to leave together, and I made the guy show me his license. I took a picture of it.
Well, you're okay. Kind of a
in case
troll.
You kill
can't
my friend.
Go by you.
Oh, my God.
You have no human connection.
No,
what?
You can't go by you, G.
Hey, they were all on board with it. He was like, all right, that's cool.
It's like Detective G.
Yeah. You're not going to kill my friend and get away with
screenshots
it.
Why don't they go out with the way that people did it in the old days? You know, you met you have some loser friend who can't get a date, and you say, hey, why don't you go out with my friend Fred here? He's been alone for years.
I'm sure that still happens.
It does.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning. So, I did the online dating thing, and after 2 months of dating the same guy, I felt comfortable enough to start, like, hanging out at my house with him. And the second time he came to my house, he brought a gun with him.
Mm-hmm. Dear God. And this is not good.
No. Started making comments like, well, you know, if you ever cheat on me, and he would, like, point at his gun.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
really,
God.
Oh, boy.
This
well, that's
yeah.
the worst scale. This okay, well, that
yeah.
that is, I like to think that's a small sampling.
Yeah.
You know, that's really awful, creepy, horrible.
And
thing.
I don't even live in New Hampshire.
No, you got, that's an awful,
yeah.
I don't even want to joke about
yeah.
that.
No.
That's like awful.
No,
beyond
so
imagining.
I have a Tinder restraining order on him now.
Wow, imagine that.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's an awful thing.
So you do have to be careful.
Well, how could you have seen that coming?
Right.
I mean, that's just
yeah.
awful. All right, Ava.
True. But right. I did meet my husband on Tinder after that, so.
Oh, well, there
yeah,
you go.
She was right back out there.
She said right back out there. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not easy asking for a date.
Here's Bill ready to make the plunge. Let's see how well he does it.
Hello?
Hi, what are you doing Friday night?
Yes? Who is this?
Why, it's Bill.
Oh, Bill. Well, hello.
I was just wondering if you're busy Friday night.
Friday night? Why,
No, Bill didn't do very well. First mistake, to think that everybody recognizes his voice.
Yeah, that's so. That's our Bill.
It really
First
is.
Mistake, assuming that everyone knows who he is. Hi, it's me, Bill.
Wow.
Good morning, Beth.
Hey, guys.
Talk to me.
I have been ghosted.
By whom?
Was seeing a guy for 5 months. He was up here in the area. Mm-hmm. He was from out of state, up here on a project. We made plans for our long distance relationship to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And since he has moved back, he has dropped off the face of the earth.
So he didn't just, let me get this whole ghosted idea. Okay. He didn't just stop seeing you. He's just gone. Like, doesn't exist.
Yep.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Does he have a house?
Know.
Can't you drive by? Or an apartment?
Well, he lives 1,000 miles away, so that's a little bit hard, but...
Mm-hmm. Beth. What are you doing? Okay, that just makes you a sucker, Beth. I'm sure you're a wonderful lady,
yeah.
But what are you doing? Falling in love with a guy in space, in digital space, 1,000 miles away?
No. He was up here in the Boston area for 5 months.
Okay.
So we dated for 5 months up here.
Oh.
So every day.
Oh, and now we moved back.
Oh, so now he's back with his family.
Yeah, he's back with his wife and kids.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, no.
There's no probably.
Yeah, it was a nice run.
Yeah, he's gone. Don't
you
even
guys,
give him a second thought.
Say that.
Don't give him a second thought.
Yeah, and don't track him down either.
No. Gone.
What about like social media, like Instagram or Facebook or anything?
Oh,
is he gone?
We're actually friends on Facebook. But no, he's dropped off the face of the earth. Won't answer phone calls, won't answer texts. And like,
okay, you're
yeah.
acting. See,
that's
here's
weird.
The problem.
That's
here's
really
the problem
weird.
With social media. And here's the problem. You're obviously young and you're involved. It's a real guy doesn't do that. Even if guys, if they break up or whatever, they say, hey, goodbye, I'm sorry, it was great, it's not you,
no
it's
kidding.
Me. When you just get ghosted like that, ooh.
Ew.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't even give him a second.
Yeah, just think
he's
of it
dead.
Like, ew.
Think
hate,
about it like he's
you,
dead. He was killed in a shoot.
He's 38.
She said he's 38.
Wow. Yeah,
oh, well, that's different. Then he's just a creep.
He's back to the family.
Moron.
Yeah. The guy's married, and everyone knows it.
Yeah, why do you care now?
He could be.
He's married. He's married.
Yeah, to take himself off Facebook and everything. Yeah. The wife busted him.
Yeah.
No. He and I are still friends on Facebook. It's the weirdest thing, but you know what?
Okay, yeah. Beth. I'm wanting you to suffer. Like, I'm wanting you to suffer because you're being
it's probably
so
not his real name either.
No.
Oh, Beth. No kidding.
Oh, my.
No, you have to get him off there. Like, yeah. I don't know what that's called. Delete him?
Unfriend?
Unfriend?
Block?
Block?
Lots of options. Yeah.
Block him.
It's like a phenomenon, this ghosting thing. People do it all the time.
Actually, it does happen all the
time. Ridiculous.
Okay. Well, listen.
It's so stupid. Anyway,
thank you. Asked.
Yeah, I think, just move on from this whole thing that happened to you.
No, this is so creepy.
This is in the past for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Good luck, Beth.
Yeah, good luck, Beth.
All righty. Thanks. I'm going.
Well, do you think this ghosting thing is so popular now because everyone's talking about ghosting, so now everyone thinks, oh, then it's fine for me to do.
I think it's just more brutal now. Like, before, all social media, you used to be able to just break up with someone and then they were gone. You didn't have to ghost. But now there are, like, 17 different outlets where you have to block them and cut them off, so you have to take your time. To ghost someone, it takes energy.
It takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, it takes 10 minutes to have a conversation.
Less, more like 3 minutes.
Oh, to have a conversation?
To block a guy.
Yeah, but you have to get into every platform to do it. So I have to open up my Snapchat, block. Open up my Facebook, block. Instagram, block. Everywhere.
Okay, hold on, let me run that.
I know, but I'm saying
45 seconds.
It's calculated.
You just
that's
did it
I'm
for
saying.
45 seconds. It took you.
Calculated.
I'm going to block you if you keep doing this.
I think you already blocked me.
I did. No, I actually blocked my best friend. I blocked.
Yeah.
Billy Costa's blocked.
And I've never been happier after blocking.
Well, you were getting so enraged.
Oh, yeah, you got mad. God.
Yeah, it was so much healthier for you not to look at his stuff.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, okay, let's go to Holly. Here we go. Now everyone's going to call about this. Don't do that. This is the last one. Don't call about ghosting after I talk to Holly, okay? Holly, you got 5 seconds. Go.
Good morning. Ghosted after 3 years, helped pick an apartment, and he just couldn't deal and stopped communicating.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know what, Holly? I guess it's just another word for breaking up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you broke up. You know what I mean?
I think it's scary because you think that you know somebody, and then that's the reality of like, wow, I actually don't know this person. Yeah. So that was actually scarier, I think, than the actual breakup.
Well, just be thankful you don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, what's a good breakup? I mean, all breakups are painful.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you're...
Yeah, I mean, his family contacted me after, and we're like, we're so sorry. I was like, you don't have to apologize for your son. Like, he did this. This is not on you.
I have it. You listen, my youngest daughter had a guy, and I met his family, and
yeah.
I really liked him, and I liked the mom and dad, and they broke up. She's 22. People break up. Yep. You know what I mean?
I'm a lot better off now. I mean, I just, you know, it was an adjustment, let's put it that way. But I'm a lot better. I met somebody. Life is great. So he did me a favor.
Yeah, see? And there's also something that we've pointed out in this show that people need to remember, and that is that men are dogs.
Not all men.
Pretty much.
Aww.
You want to give a little bark for us, Bill?
You want me to bark for you?
That came out really wrong.
A little weird.
Woof.
Well, boy, that came out really bad.
It really did.
Bark for me.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.